These days, Chelsea Handler tries to keep her and her friend's white privilege in check.
She starts, like, really getting weepy, and I was like, well, what are you doing right now? You just said you read White Fragility. You cannot talk about reading White Fragility and start to cry.
Comedian Chelsea Handler on white privilege and a new book. Listen to It's Been a Minute from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So, this song came out last week by Bill Callahan, and it really made me laugh and smile when I really wasn't in the mood to laugh or smile. I'll play it for you now and tell you more later. The song is called Pigeons.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, the pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antone. Neo. I picked up the newlyweds and asked them where they wanted to go. They said, we don't care, we don't know anywhere, just go. Ever since I'd gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. They'd had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border of Mexico. Well, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road and just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, you got any advice for us, old man? Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. And I said, when you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell. When you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. The rich, the poor, the sick and the well, the straights and the gays, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. Salt in the soil. After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. How my words had gone over, well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. I just think it's good, as you probably can tell. Went to Adams from the Big Bang. Get back together with the old gang. I dropped them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone. But I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
That's Bill Callahan signing off in his deep voice, the way Leonard Cohen did on his song Famous Blue Raincoat. Sincerely, L. Cone. And Bill Callahan began that song with the famous opening line, "Hello, I'm Johnny Cash," a line I first heard on the Folsom Prism album. Anyway, the song by Bill Callahan is called Pigeons, and it's a tale of a limo driver picking up a couple of newlyweds. This comes from a wonderful record, a surprise release from Bill Callahan, and an album called Gold Record, and that album's out September 4th. There's a new album from Fen Lily. The Bristol singer's second album is called Breach. The album was recorded in self-isolation before COVID-19, and it deals with being alone and loneliness and the difference between the two. Production credits include Steve Albini. This song is called Lapathy, and I'll let Fen Lily attempt to explain the song's title.
Hello, I am Fen Lily, and I'm going to try and explain the meaning of the word allopathy, but actually, I don't know if I can because it was an honest mistake on my part. I assumed it was a word because of allopathic medicine being a thing, which is a type of medicine that treats the symptom of a problem, not the cause of a problem, which is kind of what the song's about. Disillusionment with Western medicine to treat depression, etc. So allopathy, retrospectively, I've applied a meaning to it, which is a mixture of apathy and allopathic. I hope that makes some sense. My mind under the glow of a temporary fade.
Telepathy is a song from Fen Lily. The album called Breach is out September 18th on Dead Oceans. Lonnie Holly is an eccentric creative. He's an artist whose work has been shown at the Metropolitan Museum of Art and the Smithsonian's National Gallery of Art. He's a black man who grew up in the era of segregation in Alabama, the seventh of 27 children. He's also a singular musician who seems to create his music in the moment. In 2013, on a tour of the West, he hooked up with the late great producer Richard Swift. In a single day, they recorded five songs that comprised a just-released EP called National Freedom. It's named in part for the studio Richard Swift had in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'd like to play this stomping blues tune by Lonnie Holly called Like Hell Broke Away.
Oh,
slipping away. Slipping away.
That's Lonnie Holly. The song is called Like Hell Broke Away. It's from an EP that just came out called National Freedom. Let's take a break. Be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Jack Daniel's is the oldest, mellowest, whiskiest whiskey. And every drop is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee. It's how Jack Daniel himself made it over a century ago, and it's how they still do it today. Jack Daniels, turning nights into stories since 1866. Please drink responsibly.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as isolation, depression, stress, anxiety, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when you need professional help. Get help at your own time and your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. There's a beautiful new solo piano coming from Thomas Bartlett. You may know his music under the moniker Doveman, or maybe like me, you're a fan of the Irish group The Gloaming, or perhaps maybe you heard him with Nico Muhly or David Byrne or The National. The new record from Thomas Bartlett is called Shelter, and each tune is named for a different type of rose. He recorded this in 2 days at the beginning of lockdown in New York City. It's a love letter to his partner, the British actress Ella Hunt. I asked Thomas Bartlett to tell me about the tune I'm about to play called Lucida. He sent me this voice memo.
Hi, this is Thomas Bartlett, and you're listening to Lucida. Clearly, this is not Thomas Bartlett. This is Ella, Thomas's girlfriend. Thomas is feeling shy, so I'm doing this for him. Lucida is the first track from Thomas's new album, Shelter, which will be released on the 24th of July. The album is a collection of 8 nocturnes named after roses, which Thomas recorded at the beginning of the lockdown in New York in March. He sent it to me the day after I landed in England, where my family still live. I was very heavy-hearted, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to get back to New York anytime soon. And I'm still not able to get back to the city that I love, the city that we live in. But this record, I find very comforting, and I hope you'll find some comfort in it too. This is Lucida. Thank you.
Thomas Bartlett, the song is called Lucida. It's from an album called Shelter. Comes out July 24th. I'm going to close the show with an epic 12.5-minute song from Sufjan Stevens. It's called America. The song is an indictment on American culture. And though it seems like it was written for our current climate, the song was actually written during the Carey and Lowell sessions 6 years ago. In a press release, Sufjan says, "I was dumbfounded by the song when I first wrote it because it felt vaguely mean-spirited and miles away from everything else on Carey and Lowell. So I shelved it." He goes on to say, "But when I dug up the demo a few years later, I was shocked by his prescience. The song was clearly articulating something prophetic and true, even if I hadn't been able to identify it at the time. That's when I saw a clear path toward what I had to do next." Let's play this song. It's the first song released from his next record called The Ascension, which is out on Asthmatic Kitty on September 25th. This is America. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Is it love? hysterical.